It's a C word.
Consciousness.
To get conscious, what do we need?
Clarity.
Clarity. What else? How do we get clarity?
Chanting?
No, chanting is the thing we're looking for. Commitment.
Commitment.
You need commitment. So to be committed, you need to be focused. You can't get chanting, you can't get hearing, you can't get desire, you can't get serving, you can't get serving, you can't get any of it unless we're committed to do so. That means we put our attention, we consciously become committed and focused on getting those things. And when you're the strongest in Krishna consciousness, you're committed. And committed means, I'm going to do it. Whoever I am at this moment, I'm going to do this, and nothing's going to get in my way of doing it. That's how you chant your rounds. That's how you relish kirtan. That's how you do anything from wake up to go to sleep and dream of Krishna. You become committed. Srila Prabhupada came to the West in his last years, but on the order of his Guru Maharaj. He could not have done what he did were he not 100% committed to following the instructions of his Guru Maharaj. Anything that you do in Krishna consciousness that becomes powerful is because you're committed to doing it. If you don't get behind commitment, it won't be done. You can go on someone else's coattails for a while, but that isn't what self-realization is about. Somebody else's self-realization is not your self-realization. Your self-realization is self. It's Krishna in your heart. And the only way you get there is by commitment first. And the next thing is follow through. What you're committed to do, you do. You don't just say, I'm committed, I touch it, and it's over. It means constant follow through. So today, at this moment, these are the things that I'm thinking that are some of the most powerful tools that you can use in your spiritual life, and it's what Prabhupada came here to do, is to give people a taste of Krishna consciousness and give them a sense of commitment to do it. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound nice to look at it this way? Start thinking about it this way. In everything you do, the simplest thing, whether you're speaking to someone or you're hearing someone, be committed to be conscious doing that. Whether you're reading the CC, be committed to being absorbed in that. Whether you're chanting, whether you're serving a devotee, whether you're hearing the prayers of Bhaktivinoda, become committed to being fully engrossed in that activity. And you know what? The more you practice it in one realm, the more you'll practice it in this, and this. So you'll get to a state like Mataji here, which I'm horrible with names, your name, but the age is there, so that it becomes easier to do it in many realms of your life and actually be conscious of that. But it starts with commitment with just one or two things. Well, I guess that's today, that's one of the strongest things I can say. And this will please your guru. It'll please those around you. It will please humanity at large. You'll be contributing to everyone by doing this on the planet. Because Prabhupada said, even if I had one disciple that becomes a shining moon, my whole mission is successful. So in order to access all these things that we know we want, we've got to be committed to doing so. And that commitment will bring us to consciousness. And consciousness will bring us to access to real Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there's more or less just shades of dullness. Does everybody relate to that? Just shades of dullness, where you do it, you know, even go through the movements. Who can relate to going through the movements sometimes of Krishna consciousness? It's routine work. It's prescribed work. And we do it without feeling and without commitment and focus. But the more we really do any little tiny thing, and you know in your past, just start thinking in your past of those times where you felt that even giving a bottle of water to somebody was ecstasy. Like, I remember Henry used to get really excited at Washington Rath Yatra, and he didn't want to miss the D.C. Rath Yatra because he loved to just get big bottles of cold water and bring it to the devotees as they came off the kirtan. And he used to go into ecstasy just doing that, giving water. See? So that's what we want to do. We want to taste whatever we're doing deeply. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Does that sound like a peace formula?
Yeah.
Just start thinking like this. Commitment, focus, follow through. Commitment, focus, follow through. I'm committed. I will do this. I will listen. I will try to drink in the holy name in kirtan. Not let my mind go off here and there. Whatever it is, in my relationship with Krishna. Well, that's the nugget for the day. I want to thank you all for your company. And maybe just if you have some feedback stuff, yeah?
I wanted to ask you about the commitment.
Yes.
What's the proper way to... Because I find myself, like, if I commit to something,
yes,
then I find myself falling short.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-up aspect, and I'm berating myself. What's a positive way of encouraging myself towards my commitment and seeing the bigger picture?
Good question. Because till you breathe your last, you're going to deal with this. Good question. We always have... you know, in the beginning, it's like using a muscle. Suppose you want to be physically fit. You don't become physically fit by vegetating. You become physically fit by movement of that muscle. So commitment is something that by doing it, you get more strength. By chanting, you get more strength. Just over and over and over. It's something, and you know what? The mind will constantly come, and you got to kick it out. But that's what, guess what? There's something that's required to be committed.